Google has been threatening to pull out of China. The move would be a dramatic one since it is a major player in China's search market, and China is poised to become one of the world's most lucrative internet markets. But 2 months ago, Google says Chinese hackers attacked its systems, and Google has announced it no longer wants to comply with Beijing's censorship rules. We called Loretta Chow for the latest. She's a correspondent in Beijing for the Wall Street Journal. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. Hi.
Is Google's threat still a threat, which they have been making now for weeks, or are you seeing signs that Google will really take action and remove its search engine from China?
Google's threat is mainly to stop filtering its search engine, which most believe would result in the government taking away their license to operate its website in China. It could still technically have some operations here. I think that's what they are discussing at the moment. And there's no indication they've changed their mind yet, but we'll see.
In Google's case, is this purely, in a sense, a moral stance? That is, we don't want to comply with censorship rules and we have been attacked. Or is this a business calculation? Are they doing well enough to make this very painful?
We do know that Google has long been grappling with this issue. I mean, ever since the day they decided to open their Chinese website. So that's a very real issue for them. To the extent that people say this could be a business decision, they actually, despite not having the same success here as they do in other markets, are, you know, a pretty significant player. They're the second largest search engine in the market by far. The other ones have really minuscule market share. And they also have other investments here, including some really interesting deals with music labels that, you know, don't indicate the types of moves of a company that is trying to pull out of a failing market.
Would, though, China's government be happy to see Google's search engine gone?
It's hard to say what they think, but I think it would be wrong to assume that they're happy to see the biggest foreign player in the market just pick up and leave. Losing Google has been pretty bad publicity for the government, even within China, and the company has tens of millions of users, many who don't want to see it leave. Plus, it's kind of raised the bar for the internet industry here, and analysts think it's really helped other Chinese companies develop.
You know, and what about the other operations in China, not just the search engine? How would Google's other operations be affected if it did indeed pull out its search engine?
If Google stops filtering and is forced to close its search engine, it's still possible they can do research and development here, sell advertising for its international websites, and it also has a number of investments in Chinese companies that are all doing interesting things, which it could theoretically still run.
Theoretically.
Yeah, it's also possible that, you know, the fallout from this, because of the way the bureaucracy works here, that they can have some, you know, interference with their other operations.
And other foreign businesses, how are they responding to this, privately or publicly?
Well, some businesses have kind of spoken out either in support of Google or in support of, you know, the idea that companies should operate within whatever laws of the market they are in. But I think what's interesting about Google's decision is that it really forces other foreign companies to reconsider the way they approach compromising with China for the sake of being in this huge market.
Although, what leverage would foreign businesses have?
Well, exactly what Google's doing now. I mean, these are all projects that kind of benefit China, and for them to pull out and to also have this kind of bad publicity both inside and outside of the country, you know, it does give them some leverage.
Loretta Chow is China correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. She spoke to us from her office in Beijing. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Renee.